This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. There's a movie opening tomorrow that's getting a whole lot of buzz, in part because it's supposed to be pretty good, but also because Crazy Rich Asians, that's the name of the film based on the book of the same name, is the first studio film since 1993 to have an entirely Asian cast. It comes, as even casual observers know, as Hollywood is finally coming to grips with its lack of diversity. John M. Chu directed the picture. Thanks for coming into the studio.
Pleasure to be here.
So you read this book. Give me the elevator pitch when you wanted to get it made.
I was looking for a project that was personal to me, especially considering I'd never dealt with my own cultural identity of as being an Asian American. That's the last thing I wanted to deal with or talk about. But I felt like I was getting older and I was having a baby. And so there was stuff that I wanted to figure out for myself. So my sister emailed me about the book. My mom emailed me about the book. And so I took it on and I demanded that I'd be a part of it.
You've been in Hollywood. I mean, you're a young guy. You're like 38, 39 years old, right?
Mm-hmm.
But you've been in Hollywood for a long time.
It's been a journey. This is my eighth movie in 10 years.
In a way, you're part of the system. Not in a way. You are part of the system.
I am part of the system. I think that was the wake-up call. As I was reading this stuff a couple years ago on Twitter about Oscar So White
and
whitewashed out, I learned. I was reading. I was listening to people, and I realized, yeah, they're right. And when I looked in the mirror, I realized, oh, I am Hollywood. I'm here. This is my whole life. So I had to do something. If I wasn't going to do anything, then I should just shut up. But at this point, I had an opportunity. So.
Well, so here comes the put up or shut up question, right? Because this is the first all-Asian film, major film, coming out of Hollywood in like 25 years,
many years, yes.
What's your stress level and what happens if this doesn't land big?
If it doesn't land big, the fight will keep going. We'll keep making stuff. That's not what it's at stake. What's at stake, I think, is if people show up, it accelerates it. It's a message to the studios that there's good business here, to the conglomerates that own the studios, to all other mediums. It says that it's worth your time and your energy to, one, invest tens of millions of dollars to have one of these types of movies. And I think that every movie that comes out that proves the point changes the dynamics, makes the studios say less and less that there is some reason why they can't make these movies. So this is the new cinematic universe. It is perspective and new stories.
It was important, really important, for you to get this movie to the big screen versus TV. Netflix actually offered more money, right?
Yeah, and Netflix has more eyeballs like immediately all around the world. You don't have to wait for it. There's no reviews. There's no opening weekend to decide this or that.
Nobody knows what the numbers
Nobody
are.
Nobody knows. Yeah. It's great. So that was a difficult decision. There was no guarantee for the Warner Brothers side how many theaters, how much marketing dollars they would put in. But we knew that movies still have meaning. Movies still impact culture more than anything in the world. We would not have this fervor or this energy if we were just another one on Netflix. And I love Netflix. Don't get me wrong. Yeah. I want to work with them.
Because they're the great. Next deal, right?
Yeah. They're the next deal. But Warner Brothers, to say the most old school studios to green light this movie and say, hey, we will bet on this. You should too. Pours into all media and all pop culture, actually.
I can't believe I'm asking this of a 38, 39-year-old guy, but to your legacy now after this film, you're working on an adaptation of Lin-Manuel Miranda's In the Heights, right?
A musical all about immigrants as
right,
well.
Right, Dominicans, I think, in Washington Heights in New York, and also the Thai cave rescue.
Yeah.
So the question is this now your mission going forward to make sure that American cinema is more representative?
I think, what can I do that no one else can do? I'm in this position, in a very lucky position. I was discovered. I didn't have to do commercials or music videos to get to this point. I've been very blessed. Never had to raise money for an independent movie. So what am I doing with that? What am I actually pushing the boundaries of that in this position? And that's, I think, my new chapter two, is I'm looking for projects that other people actually can't do and I can push forward.
Film is Crazy Rich Asians. John M. Chu is the man here. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.